In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue as this week, we continue to pray in a very special way for the holy souls in purgatory. We continue to look at, and of course every day we have looked at two or three or four verses of the magnificent sequence of the feast of the commemoration of all souls, the souls in purgatory. So we see in the sequence, we have a very great, good catechesis of what purgatory is and what goes on. In search of me, thou sattest down weary, suffering the cross. Thou didst redeem me. Let not so great a labor be in vain. Of course, we saw that one already, but we are addressing ourselves to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and to His most holy Mother. O righteous awarder of punishment, grant me the gift of pardon before the day of accounting. Of course, it continuously refers to the fact that at the end of time, in the end of our own particular time, our life, our death, but at the end of time, of all time, there will be a judgment, a general judgment, and everyone will be held accountable for his or her sins. I groan as one guilty, while I blush for my sins. Oh, spare thy suppliant, my God. Thou who didst absolve Mary and didst hearken to the thief, to me also thou hast given hope. And of course, a lot of the times I'm asked, the first time I saw it, I said, what is this? They're not referring to the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception. There was nothing for him to forgive in her, absolutely. They are referring to Mary Magdalene, Mary the sister, perhaps the sister of Lazarus, but we don't know. But Mary Magdalene, who is very, very important, and, of course, very famous in the New Testament. And so today we continue these sacred mysteries. And, of course, every day there are still some saints that are not in the Missal. The principal saint that is in the not in the Missal today, not ours, is one of the earliest French saints who was converted and baptized by none other than St. Remigius, St. Remy, when he also baptized the king, Clovis. And so, at that point, thousands of his troops and so forth were baptized. Eventually, and of course I'm speaking of St. Leonard of Noblat, he eventually became an abbot of a monastery, and many were to join him in this search for holiness and for beauty that is found in the Mass, in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Gospel. So today, as we too do the same thing on this night, Thursday night, that is dedicated to our Lord Jesus Christ, Supreme King and Supreme Priest, and also, of course, the Infinite Pride is Jesus Christ, Supreme King and Priest, even though He is still seen as a child. On this night, then, we pray in a very, very special way that we will have greater love, reverence, and devotion to Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And in addition to that, it is a day of the week in which we pray particularly for holy vocations to the priesthood. Not to any other thing, but to the priesthood. This is the day of the priest. And so we pray for all priests, and we pray for an increase of vocations to the holy priesthood. Because without the priest, there is no Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.